All right, back now with Swampscott baseball coach Joe Caponegro. And, Coach, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. In our pregame warm-up here, you're heading over to Endicott as we speak. So a busy day for you.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Let's get down to it, Coach. You guys are 2-0, if I have that right?
Yes, we are, yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about each of the wins, if you could, please. You beat Winthrop... you beat Marblehead in your opener 4-3. Must have been a really good game, and also Salem 6-2. Tell me about that Marblehead game, Coach.
Yeah, the Marblehead game was, like you said, it was a well-played game by both teams. We scored all our runs, all four runs in the third inning, and then we were stymied. You know, we couldn't do anything. They brought in a lefty who threw strikes, threw a couple pitches for strikes, and he certainly had us off balance. And but we made plays defensively, and we got pitching. Pierce Friedman, he started for us. He's a junior right-hander. He went five innings. I think he gave up. I think it was one hit, one run that was earned, and I think he had 10 strikeouts.
Wow.
And then we brought in a senior in the sixth, and we did boot a ball. We would have been out of the inning, but we made an error, and which led to two runs, so made it 4-3. And then we brought in another senior in the seventh, Nate Stern, who had an 11-pitch save in that seventh inning. So it was all in all, it was a very well-played game.
You know, for a first game of the season, the two teams like that with such storied histories, man, that's pretty good considering the lack of training that your kids had and 2 years off, you know, with the varsity inexperience, if you will. Let me ask you about defense, Coach. Errors are one thing. You know, when you boot a ball, fine. But the idea of being in the right place at the right time with cutoffs and that kind of thing, that takes some time if your kids haven't developed that. How'd you guys make out? Maybe even a comment on Marblehead, too.
Yeah, well, first off, Marblehead is always ready to play. Mike Giardi and his staff, they do an outstanding job. Mike and I are very close friends, and it's always a kind of a rivalry when we play here and when we play in the North Shore League, when our teams play against each other. But he always has his guys ready, and they're very fundamentally sound. And so we know that we're not going to be able to take advantage of too much. Defensively, I think, you know, we're still a work in process. You know, we're still working on cutoffs almost every day. We're working on our PFPs and first and third situations, bunt defenses, you know, so it's stuff that we'll work less on as we get more into the season.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like you said, we only had, I think, 8 or 9 days of preseason, but we're happy, you know, we're happy to be where we are.
Absolutely. Salem game, 6-2, you guys, was that a comfortable win?
No, not at all. I think their top four guys in the lineup, you know, they're as good as any four you're going to see. And we were lucky. They took a 2-0 lead on us. We did come back and tie it. Nate Stern, who got the save in our first game, he only threw 11 pitches. So that was like a bullpen before game day. So we brought him back the next day to start on the mound, and he did a good job. He didn't have his great stuff, but he competed, you know, and that's one thing. He's a grinder. He doesn't complain. He's a grinder. No excuses. You'll never hear an excuse from him. And he was able to grind it out for four innings. He gave up the two runs. He left with a 4-2 lead, and we brought in a junior, Joseph Ford, who he was pretty clean over the last three innings. I think he had 5 strikeouts, maybe walked a batter or two and gave up one hit. So we're very pleased that, you know, at this point with the way our pitchers performed. We also started swinging the bat a little more in that game against Salem. Cam O'Brien, he had four hits for us, and he's our third baseman, a junior, and our second baseman, Matt Schroeder, he had three hits for us. He's our leadoff guy. So I think we had 10 hits in all, but Salem's a good club. They're young. Their coach is a great guy and very, very good coach, and he's got a very good way with the kids over there. You can just watch them and how they gravitate towards them. So I look for really good things to see, you know, to come out of Salem over the coming years.
Coach,
we feel lucky to get out of there with a win.
Well, I was going to say it sounds like two very, very competitive games to start the season, but also, Coach, the fact that you played back to back games and came away with wins in each of those competitive games, that's a great way to start the season.
Yeah, it is. It's better than starting 0-2, you know. We know that the Northeastern Conference is a very competitive league. I think baseball is probably the sport that's most competitive out of all the, you know, the major sports in the conference. And we know every day, you know, anybody is capable of beating anyone. So we have to be ready, you know, and prepared for every opponent. And tomorrow we play Gloucester, who's, you know, Rory Gentile does a terrific job up there, and they've got some really good ball players. And we know that, well, you know, they're coming to us, but we know that it's going to be a very difficult game for us.
All right, final question now. Does the pitch count reset now where you've been off several days?
Yes, tomorrow everybody is eligible. Yes, so that's something that we haven't had a, you know, take a look at in the past. Now we have, you know, the strict pitch counts where guys need a certain amount of days off. And but we are fortunate that we didn't play. It's just the way the schedule fell. I think some teams played yesterday. Some teams got rained out yesterday. But we were not scheduled to play until Wednesday. So we were able to restart it.
Swampscott High School baseball coach Joe Caponigro with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.